this works.
Is this the first time you've used it?
Yep.
Oh, it should be.
Okay. It's recording.
Cool.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool. This chair is so monstrous. It's huge. It's like Gigantor chair.
Right.
All right. I know, it's like enormous. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is your adventure proceeding?
Pretty good, I think. It must be relaxing because my vision's gotten a whole lot better.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Still a little bit, but I guess it's just part of the process. Just keep relaxing. And maybe a little bit of a reminder. Because I'm satisfied. I can do everything I want to do with where it's at now. So maybe I'm holding on to it to remind me to relax.
But you are accomplishing that action much more now.
Yeah. So I seem more relaxed today.
Yes.
So I have my three favorite subjects, weight, money, and career. My new place of employment has been interesting. I know why I chose it. That's an adventure all on its own. With the people and learning new things, and I know I chose the long hours just to make it seem more special. I think that's why I did that. So now he's hired another salesperson, and I'm concentrating on not going in the direction of getting out of the pilot seat and, you know, thinking that I'm going to have less because one more person's there. So I guess the first thing is I just wanted any tips. I've been trying to play games there with, like, imagining the cars as cartoons and things like that to try to help me relax. Is that a good thing?
Yes. I'm acknowledging of you. And remember, it is not a matter of competition.
And that's a hard one for me. I'm trying to play games. When I'm practicing with Rick and I think when I went in yesterday, I was a lot more lighthearted and not being competitive. But, you know, I get in that mode of, that they're taking something from me. And I know that they're not, so I'm trying to notice that more. So what would be a good thing to keep me going in the right direction?
Another individual cannot take from you.
Right.
It is not a matter of taking from you. That creates competition.
Right.
But it is a matter of paying attention to you and what you are doing, what you are generating. In that, you can engage your imagination more and pretend that you are the only individual in the establishment, and therefore, all the other individuals that may appear to be competition disappear.
Okay, so pretend that I'm the only one. Okay. I can do that.
Which will allow you also to focus more concentratedly upon what you are doing and who you are interacting with.
So, you know, I get so caught up when you say be playful, and I've been spending more time just contemplating what that means, because I think I overanalyze it. I guess it sometimes just doesn't make sense to me to make a game out of it. So I've been just trying to contemplate that and see how I could make a game out of it. Do you have any ideas on that? Suggestions?
You are now engaging vehicles, correct?
Right.
In this direction, generally speaking, when an individual is approaching you and inquiring of a vehicle, they already interpret an intention of buying one, for they already want one. Therefore, it is not a matter of convincing the individual that they should buy the vehicle, but playing with them in association with their own enjoyment of it.
How would I do that? Like helping them imagining being in it?
Yes. You enjoy your vehicle.
Oh, I love them. All of them.
Incorporate that experience and engage your own experience with the other individual. Not necessarily sharing your individual experience with your own vehicles, but generating that enthusiasm and that excitement and that enjoyment that you incorporate, and in that, sharing that excitement and playing with the other individual's imaginings.
I guess that's where I get confused. It's like, I don't know, sometimes I think, I know how to play, but maybe I'm trying to make it into something else. Maybe I'm trying to overcomplicate it. Maybe I think I'm not playing right when I know there's, that's the whole point of play, that there's not a right and wrong.
Correct.
Yeah. But I am enjoying this job a lot more because people are happy when they come to see me, and it's like, I don't have to overcome their defensive energy right when I walk in the door.
Correct. For in this position, you are merely helping the other individual to accomplish what they want. They already incorporate the intention.
Right.
They already know what they want. They know they want to incorporate the vehicle.
Right.
In this, they may not necessarily be specific in association with which vehicle, but that offers you more opportunity to play with them.
And how?
In generating excitement and exploring different vehicles and the performance of the different vehicles or the feel of different vehicles or perhaps even the color.
Okay, I can certainly do that. So, I'm kind of looking forward to this other girl starting because it sounds like she could be a potential friend too. And so if I just imagine myself as the only one there, I won't get caught up in her, being competitive with her.
And also, if you are generating a different intention, such as developing a friendship, you can interact with this individual in a different manner, rather than interacting as a coworker that is a potential competition
or threat.
Correct. You can pursue interaction in a sharing manner that allows you to be pursuing a different intention, which would be a friendship.
Right, and still, because it has nothing to do with how many people are there as to how many cars I sell.
Correct.
Because I will attract to me. And yesterday, I mean, I could tell I started attracting more, you know, different people to me by being lighter when I went in. So, keep trying to go in that direction.
For, with the individuals that are approaching you, they are already excited. They are already engaging the direction that they want. And therefore, if you are generating a lightness in your energy and a welcoming in your energy and a desire to be sharing in their excitement, you will be much more attractive to them, for they naturally want to share their excitement also.
And I feel like I do that most of the time. And I know when I'm not, I get caught up in my perception of that individual. But noticing that helps diffuse it, right?
Yes.
Because I think that was the problem with the guy that he hired. I know I had a perception of him just being weak and desperate. And I know that generated a dislike of it. But I tried to play with that too. You know, and look at it as a learning experience. And I didn't really perceive him as a threat. I just didn't care for him. So I think lately I'm really acknowledging my the way I am, that I like to try lots of different things. And I don't think that, I know in other things I like to try different things, but I don't think I really, you know, associated with work too. And I don't really like to go back and repeat things. I like to try like lots of new things. So I'm appreciating that more.
Congratulations.
So that's, I guess, just getting off of the road and just being still for a while helps me assimilate more things. I guess I feel like I was always moving. Even though I can think when I'm in the car or something, it just feels better now that I'm in one place. Why is that?
Well, you incorporate some element of structure, which allows you to feel more comfortable and safe, and less scattered. Mm-hmm. You are not continuously anticipating some unforeseen or unexpected element within your experiences. You incorporate somewhat of a routine, but one that allows for considerable freedom.
Right, even though I didn't perceive that at the beginning, I noticed that, and then I looked at other choices that I had. That was just my perception, that it was going to be, you know, holding me there. And that's just a perception. Okay. think I'm getting the hang of it more, and I think I've accomplished a lot as far as noticing different things, how the branches, I know why a lot of the branches are growing in that direction, and I can choose to change that or laugh at it. So I have relaxed a lot more. I noticed one day driving my car, I was like, hey, I don't have to hold my head down anymore. It must be getting better. So that was interesting. And I know that Sassy chewing up everything was a reflection of my own frustration. So that's good. And then the first day of work there, though, when I got so sick and I had to go home and blew up my computer and my laptop, and was that just a release of...
Partially a release of energy, partially an expression of apprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Anticipating an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Also... moving into a recognition of your own perception and the perception of limitation, which allowed you to move into that release of energy, which allowed you to recognize that although there is some structure in this position, there is also the opportunity for considerable freedom and creativity, which is somewhat of a difference from what you are accustomed to.
Right.
Therefore, your initial association with this employment, viewing that there is some element of structure, was somewhat awkward, but there's an association that may be limiting, or it may be blocking you, or restraining you, when in actuality it is not. It is offering you a slight element of structure to allow you to be more focused,
right,
and to be more comfortable. And in that, it allows you actually much more freedom to express your own creativity.
Right.
In this also, I would express the identification that initially, when you engaged this employment, your association was continuing to be in regard to sales, very similar to what it has been previously.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a different action.
Right.
Therefore, once again, a matter of perception, perceiving that this would be another situation in which you would be incorporating pressure,
mm-hmm,
with yourself and in association with other individuals, and that you would be expected to push and sell. When in actuality, this is a different type of action, for, as I have expressed, the individuals that approach you already incorporate the intention of acquiring the vehicle.
Right.
Therefore, it is not a matter of you pushing them. That is not necessary. And it is not necessary for you to pressure yourself either. It is merely a matter of engaging the individuals playfully and being helpful to them to accomplish what they already want.
And I've noticed that a lot of things I would have really gotten stressed over before, I don't take this serious now because I know I can I can change the outcome, like with the mechanics not always being right. And I think they're like, I'm creating these experiences just to practice not getting caught up in them and playing with how I can change the outcome. So that's cool. So, of course, I always want more money. You know, and I listen to the last session every morning, and you say that, we talked about this before, money is the easiest to generate. And it's like, you know, I know a lot of us, when you say that, we think, yeah, you can find a coin on the street, and, you know, you can find a penny or find a dollar or get an extra dollar. And that is generating money. But then I guess it should be that easy to generate bigger amounts of money. And it's just our perception that we can only do it in small quantities.
That is one factor.
Mm-hmm. Another, how do I get around that?
Another factor is eliminating the worry.
Right. Which I think being so preoccupied with this job is helping with that too. I just don't have time to think about anything else.
Which can be very beneficial.
Right.
Recognizing your own concentration upon lack is significant.
Where I've really been trying to concentrate on the abundance.
But it is not merely a matter of concentrating upon abundance.
Mm-hmm.
For many times, that may not necessarily accomplish what you want. Let me express to you, this is the reason that for the most part, although there are exceptions, I do not advocate individuals expressing affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I do not advocate that is that generally speaking, when an individual is moving in the direction of affirmations, what they are actually doing is acknowledging what they do not have.
Right.
They are attempting to override that by thinking or expressing the reverse of what they are actually concentrating upon. But in doing that action, they are actually reinforcing the reverse.
Well, I was speaking more of, I've been noticing more of the abundance that I've been creating around me.
That is a different action, and that I would be much more encouraging of, for that is a significant factor. When you are acknowledging and appreciating and crediting yourself with what you are already generating,
mm-hmm.
and when you can express a satisfaction
mm-hmm.
with what you are already generating, you relax.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, you stop concentrating upon what you do not have, or you stop concentrating upon not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You allow yourself to engage your own process more focused, and that allows you to generate more easily.
Yeah.
For you begin to flow. You allow your energy to flow.
Right.
And even if you present yourself with an obstacle, you shall flow around it.
Right.
Rather than being stopped.
Right.
You may notice the obstacle, but you will flow around it, and it will not be a hindrance to you.
Right. So, you know, I'd always believe that, you know, if you give, it'll come back to you tenfold. But last time when you said, there was something else we were talking about, and you said, that's your theory. I'm wondering if this is just my theory, because I don't seem to create that. So I wanted to ask you about that.
This is strongly associated with a religious belief in regard to giving and the idea that it is better to give than to receive, or nobler. And in that, if you are being noble, you shall be rewarded for that nobility. Therefore,
even with me, because I tend to think that, you know, that I'm helping them accomplish. I guess I don't think that I associated with as making me a better person. I thought I looked at it more as, I'm helping them accomplish something they want to.
But in that, what are you doing for you?
Well, I thought I was just putting that energy out there to just to watch it change and watch us all grow together.
This is the point. Your association is that if you are giving, if you are helping to benefit some other individual, hypothetically, the universe will provide for you and give back to you tenfold.
Right.
Interesting theory, but you are correct. It does not accomplish.
Right. So
what are you, or energy does not move in that direction.
Really?
As I have expressed previously, you are the source of energy. And what you project is an energy that is a magnet. And therefore, it draws whatever matches it. Mm-hmm. And in whatever intensity, which may be very little intensity, or it may be a great intensity. In this, first of all, it depends upon your motivation. If your motivation is genuinely to be helping another individual to accomplish what they want to accomplish and being supportive to them, that projects an energy that will seek the same to reflect, but not necessarily in money.
Hmm. So I was, you know, generally trying to help Sean, giving him the money, and so the reflection of that would be my neighbors helping me, attracting my neighbors helping me with my dog and my house and everything, because I can't seem to generate the money coming back from him. And I know that this is, you know, this is a practice thing, because every time I talk to him, he tells me about how he's in a worse position. So I know that I can still generate that money coming back, because it doesn't matter what position he's in. But I'm getting stuck somewhere, because I can't seem to, he doesn't seem to feel a need to even give me a penny back. So how can I get my money back from I want my money back. So this is all part of this lesson of helping me acknowledge this truth that I have of giving generates it coming back tenfold. And I'm just realizing it. So now how can I get my money back?
Which is what we have been discussing. It is a matter of your concentration and your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And your concentration and your attention are in the direction of what you do not have.
My money from them. So, where should my attention
be? And you are generating an importance,
right,
in relation to the other individual, and an importance in what he is not doing.
Right.
Which is what you dislike.
Right.
And that is becoming important,
right,
and therefore that holds your attention,
right,
more.
Which I know is why I haven't been seeing him, because I kept getting hung up in that, and it's like, well, I don't really like him very much right now. But I did see him last night, and I did enjoy that time, and I was trying to stay in that moment with that. And I did bring up that he hasn't paid me back or made good on his promise to clean my car. So, you know, I appreciated at least saying something about it, but not letting it ruin the evening. But I don't know, is that helping money coming back? It was very hard, because it's like, When I do generate something, we talked about this last time, my process seems to be me getting as worked up at it as I can, and that makes it happen. So am I trying to learn a different way? I don't know, I just feel like I'm fighting myself.
Perhaps in a manner of speaking, not denying your natural expression, in which you do generate more of an intensity of energy, and that allows you to accomplish, and that method has allowed you to be successful in many situations. Not necessarily altering that, but altering the manner in which you are expressing it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than generating an intensity and importance in what you do not want, discovering how to generate energy in association with what you do want. Now, in relation to what you do want, it is not a matter of generating the same type of associations. When you are concentrating and generating an importance in what you do not like and what you do not have, you create an opposing energy to yourself. And what occurs is you project that energy outward, and that is what you also attract to you.
And I know that. And I'm doing the same thing with my weight, and I'm trying to appreciate what I have now and the way I look now. No, no.
Let us continue with the money,
okay,
first of all. Now, then you attempt to do the same in the reverse.
Right. You
attempt to ignore what you dislike, which you do not accomplish very well, then you attempt to replace that expression with moving your attention to other expressions that you do have and appreciating them and expecting that that will override the attention, the concentration, and the energy in the direction of what you do not like, or the lack of the money. Now,
so basically I'm swinging from one side to the other.
Correct, but you are generating the same energy.
Right.
And therefore you generate the same outcome.
Right.
For one is merely a covering of the other. The covering is not genuine.
Right, and I know that.
The dislike is genuine.
And I know that. And I do know this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Therefore, the challenge is to not cover, but actually change your perception. This is the challenge. To generate less of an importance in what you dislike, therefore offering it less concentration, and genuinely altering your perception in genuinely appreciating what you are generating now, and therefore the element of that money that has been given away is not important any longer. When that is not important, and when you are not concentrating upon the lack of that money, you will allow yourself to open yourself and project a different energy that will draw to you or attract to you equal measure. Now, understand that when you are actually acknowledging, when you are not concentrating upon the lack and generating the importance in association with what you do not want, when that is not important, and when you are flowing in the direction that you do want, and you are not concerned, what you attract to you may not necessarily appear in the form that you expect. As an example, what you may draw to you is equal measure of that money that you gave away, but it may not be produced by the source that you expect.
So it may come back, but not from them.
That is a possibility. You are limiting yourself.
Well, was I moving in the right direction yesterday, which was appreciating? I do enjoy my time with him. And I did generally enjoy our time together last night. was I moving in the right direction or was I covering? I'm so confused.
Partially both. Partially, yes. For a time framework, you were allowing yourself to genuinely appreciate and enjoy and be present.
Mm-hmm.
But you fluctuate.
Right.
For this element of your dislike and this element of the lack is strong.
Right. And I realize that.
I'm aware. I'm not discounting that feeling. It's not necessary to defend.
No, I'm not. Part of me is just trying to see if that's true. I'm more asking you. I do realize that, right?
Yes.
Because I think I do.
Yes.
Sometimes when you say things, it almost sounds like you're not doing that now. So I'm just kind of verifying that.
No, you are. And you do recognize.
Right. I'm just trying to learn how to, I mean, it's a big lesson, right? I'm learning how to alter my perception.
Yes.
And it's just a big lesson.
And in this, it is significant that you not merely recognize, but you also acknowledge that fluctuation. That, yes, you did allow yourself to genuinely enjoy and appreciate, and in that your energy was moving in one direction, but you also allowed that fluctuation. Now, subsequent to that, what did you express? I allowed myself to genuinely enjoy, I allowed myself to genuinely appreciate, and I allowed myself to express myself in association with the money, and I was pleased with myself. That is the cover.
But I did do that.
Yes, you did. But that is the cover. That is not an acknowledgement of you.
Not?
No. Allowing yourself to genuinely interact, be present, appreciate, and enjoy, that was moving your energy in the direction that you want.
But if I hadn't said something, I wouldn't have been able to enjoy the night as much. Because it would have been festering in the background if I hadn't said something.
That is the point.
What is the point?
Let me express this to you. I am acknowledging you that you did incorporate an action to lessen the significance of the dislike.
Right.
And that is an accomplishment. It continues to be a cover. But you did recognize that without some expression, you would have generated a much stronger energy in the direction that you dislike.
Right.
Therefore, yes, I am acknowledging of you in that, but I am expressing to you the identification. Although that is a step,
mm-hmm.
It continues to be a cover.
Okay, so how can I move, to an exercise, or what can I do to move more from cover to changing my perception? Is there a game, or should I be playful with it, or...
Express to yourself This is no longer important, for you acknowledge to yourself that you actually do not believe that you will receive it from this individual.
Right. It's no longer important because I believe I will no longer receive it.
Which is correct.
Right.
You do not believe that
right.
you will receive it.
Right.
Now it is a matter of merely acknowledging that to yourself. And therefore, it can no longer be important. For you do not believe that you will receive it from this individual. Therefore, you can let it go. You do not believe that you will generate this from this individual. Therefore, you are incorporating considerable time and energy in a subject that you actually believe is a moot point. Which merely generates you in a continual circle.
Because I guess I'm getting caught up in this is a practice and I could change this outcome.
You can when you stop forcing with it. But as you continue to concentrate upon the dislike of this situation,
right.
you continue to perpetuate it. Therefore, the point is to stop the concentration. And you can easily stop that concentration if you acknowledge to yourself your own belief. This, in actuality, is a fine example of how individuals force their energy in opposition to their own beliefs.
Because I think I'm doing one thing. I don't believe I'm forcing it. I believe I'm practicing. But it's not. That's not actually what's happening. I'm actually forcing it.
You are practicing, and you are offering yourself more information, and in that you are becoming more aware
mm-hmm.
and clearer in what is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
But in that action, you consistently reach a point in which you become frustrated and stuck.
Right.
And this is that point.
Yes, it is.
This is the point in which you attempt every method conceivable to move around a particular subject, but the subject remains the core.
Right.
It is a matter of removing the subject
mm-hmm.
rather than incorporating the dance around it.
So it must translate to the same thing with my weight, that I'm not acknowledging my belief that the foods that you eat don't increase your weight. Because it seems like the same circle, the same dance over there.
And what have I expressed previously? Your energy is all interconnected.
Right.
Therefore, if you are projecting energy in one direction in relation to one subject, you are quite likely projecting that energy in other directions, for they are all interconnected.
Right, and I did notice that.
Which, the encouraging element is that when you alter in one direction,
mm-hmm.
when you alter your perception in one direction and therefore alter what you are doing,
mm-hmm.
that is interconnected with other subjects and will alter the other subjects also.
Right, I do realize that. So I need to acknowledge my belief that the foods that I eat do matter. Is that correct?
Yes.
And, all right, so what would be...
And this is not bad. And
no.
remember,
right.
this is significant with you in also acknowledging your core truth, your guideline of image.
Right. which I do know I have.
Correct.
But I don't want to eat carrots and lettuce for the rest of my life. I want to be able to eat what I want to eat. But I balance that with exercise. But even though we've been hiking every night, I feel like I'm gaining weight. So that's the circle.
Yes. That is the interconnectedness with the other circle. The core is to acknowledge the belief and therefore dissipate it.
Which is why it keeps being thrown in my face at work. How can you eat McDonald's every day? How can you eat that crap every day? And I know that, and then I get frustrated at that, because I know that that's addressing that belief.
Yes. But this is the point, my friend. It is a matter of not continuously attempting to ignore that or rail against it.
Which is what I'm doing.
Quite so.
And I know that.
And in that, you continue to present the reflection which reinforces your railing against it.
Right.
For the more you reflect the belief itself to yourself, the more you move in the direction of rebellion,
right,
in generating the idea, it is my reality and I can create it in any manner that I wish and I will. This is not projecting an energy that will allow you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. This is projecting an energy of obstinance.
Right.
And rebellion. And therefore, that is what you will pull to yourself. For
so I need to go back to eating the things that I believe will make me lose weight.
It is a matter of a balance. It is a matter of acknowledging that you incorporate this belief, and also allowing yourself to experiment and listen to your body consciousness.
Okay. Exhausting.
In actuality, my friend, it incorporates much, much more energy to do what you are doing than it is to incorporate another direction.
I think I'm trying to incorporate another direction, but I'm like trying to force myself into it. I guess I just don't quite understand how to get there.
That is the point of dissipating the importance in what you dislike.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging the belief. Incorporate the money as an example to yourself. For that may be easier for you to accomplish. For you, in like manner to most individuals, regardless of whether you know intellectually that you create all of your reality, and regardless of how much you may attempt to convince yourself of that and test it, there are associations that most of you incorporate in relation to other individuals, and that you do not create their reality, and you do not create their choices, and therefore, although it is your reality, they also are creating, and therefore they may create some expression that you do not like, and you incorporate no control of that. That is not true, but most individuals continue to generate some degree of association with that idea. Therefore, you can incorporate that to your benefit, knowing that, yes, you do generate some degree of an association with that idea, and acknowledging your belief that this individual is not complying and will not offer back to you the money that you have offered to him. If there is no source any longer, it is not necessary to be important any longer.
It just makes me mad when I think about it.
Why?
Because I want it
back. No. For you generate an association with yourself that you were foolish.
Right.
It's not the other individual, and it is not as much that you want it back, it is that you generate an association that you created a foolish action, which is incorrect also. But in this, allow yourself to acknowledge yourself. You generated an offering to another individual. Yes, perhaps you generated that offering with an expectation, but that action has actually allowed you to move into much more of an awareness, and it has allowed you to generate much more of an exploration of yourself. Therefore, it was beneficial. It was not a foolish action. It was an action that set a new direction in you. And that direction continues to move into your own freedom. You move deeper and deeper into this direction. Therefore, this was not a bad action, and it was not a foolish action. This is once again a matter of perception, recognizing that you, in like manner to every other individual, may incorporate experiences that initially you may perceive in one manner, and in your process it may allow you to see much more and may be a stepping stone in your own process of accomplishment. Do not discount yourself, my friend. It's not necessary.
We have a couple of minutes left. I just want to ask, which may be two quick questions. I want to know what's going on with my water, why it's purple, and the little mouse in my house.
And your impression?
The water I haven't quite figured out. Maybe just to show me that things, just remind me that things aren't absolute, that they can change back and forth. I think the mouse is playful. But part of me makes me think that it's maybe I'm feeling bad about not being in my house, and I feel like I'm not taking care of it, and that it's falling apart with me being away for so long every day.
No, and do not move in that direction again.
I'm like, what's going on with the water? It's purple. It's such a weird unexpectedness.
Which fits quite grandly into what we have been discussing in this conversation. Fordham. This is imagery concerning what is unexpected or unforeseen.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a negative manner, but just as I expressed, when you are moving in the direction in which, as the example has been presented, that you acknowledge your belief and you no longer incorporate the expectation that you will retrieve the money from the source that you expect, and you are generating different type of energy, you can draw that to yourself in equal measure in association with an unexpected source.
Okay. Is Little Mouse just being playful?
Partially, and partially a reminder to you of your automatic direction of beginning to worry.
Right.
Therefore, yes, it is a playful reminder not to worry.
Okay.
That you are accomplishing, and your home is fine.
Okay. I seem to be generating a lot of wasps, like on the window at work. There's like one with me every day. And then at home yesterday, there was one on the screen in the window.
Impression?
Well, I was watching a show, and there was a whole thing on bees. And maybe, I don't know, because, I mean, the whole bee thing seemed to be community, but these seem to be just the single wasps that are hanging out with me. But I haven't quite figured it out.
That, I would express to you, is quite obvious. That is imagery of a potentially perceived threat, but also, if it is not being perceived as a threat, it can coexist and not be a threat.
And I kind of caught that because when you first see it, you think you should run or kill it. But then I just kind of relaxed and noticed it. It wasn't bothering me and just kind of hanging out, so I just let it hang out. I felt bad for the one that died in the window though. We closed him in there and didn't realize it. Okay, well, that's the end of our time, and as always, thank you, and I have lots to think about.
Very well, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting. And as always, I continue to offer my energy to you continuously.
Thank you.
Do not discount yourself. In great appreciation of you, in dear friendship, and in tremendous lovingness.
Do you like fall asleep like that?
No, but yeah. Okay, now I have to find these.